Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time to go under the big top at Circus World. Today's program is brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank, the bank with the circus connection back to the 1880s. The Ringlings found banking better together with Baraboo National. You will too.
Welcome to this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. On today's show, we have a number of guests. Starting things off again, Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director of Circus World, and Dave Salutis, who serves as Ringmaster and Performance Director at Circus World. Welcome back, gentlemen, after a week off.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeff.
We want to talk a little bit about where you went in that week. We had addressed prior to that you were at the Governor's Tourism Conference. Sum up for us, if you would. Scott, we'll start with you. Some of the things you learned.
Yeah, so it was great to get together with like-minded individuals in the tourism industry in the great state of Wisconsin. You know, that's about a $19 billion industry for the state of Wisconsin. That's a pretty significant dollar amount, and it's in many ways the leading line of defense or welcoming committee for the state for so many of our guests, everybody in the tourism industry. It's about a 30% increase, if I remember correctly, year over year in tourism. So that's a positive as well for the great state of Wisconsin.
Huge.
Because that tax revenue helps offset some of our other taxes that otherwise we'd be looking to pay. But it's a great opportunity to get together to talk and strategize about new trends, to review, of course, marketing opportunities. Social media particularly was an area of emphasis, as it is for just about any business that's in the marketing realm. And you know, looking towards what do we present as Wisconsin attractions, and what is the Wisconsin experience? I mean, we're all blessed to live here, but how do we frame that for our guests so that they not only have a great experience, but they want to come back, because that's all, you know, you want to make that connection so that people feel that we always tell people, welcome home, and that really is the Wisconsin experience.
Dave, how about your thoughts?
On the tourism conference?
Yes.
Oh, it was a wonderful event. Learned an awful lot. It's an opportunity to network with a lot of people that are in the same business and also discover what they think the trends are going to be and where tourism in general is going in the future.
All right. Very good. And we'll bring Scott back to the microphone, as we understand that Dave was nominated for a special award. Wasn't the top winner, but nonetheless, a great honor to be thought about in that regard.
Yeah, Dave was nominated for a Legacy Award, which means that you have to have been at least 25 years, sorry to date you, Dave, in the tourism industry in Wisconsin. It was a robust category. There was 13 nominees up against Dave. You know, all the other categories had two or three nominees, and then there was the big 13. And, you know, just to be nominated is such a great honor. Yes, it means you're that old. But it also means that you made a significant impact on tourism within the state of Wisconsin. It was also a great opportunity because as they were announcing Dave during the morning presentation, one of the senior members at the Department of Tourism said, "Congratulations, sorry to hear Circus World's closing." So it was an opportunity for us to let everybody know, as we do every week and every day, we are not closing. Yes, the Ringling Brothers Circus, after 146 years, is ceasing touring operations. But us and the 50-plus other circuses that are crisscrossing North America, as we speak, are going nowhere. So circus is alive and well. It's just, you know, another chapter of the timeless evolution of this art form that we call circus in America.
And yes, we do have elephants in our circus this summer.
We want to move along to another part of circus. Exciting. On Tuesday, Nick Walenda appeared on the NBC Today Show and announced that he and members of his family will appear in what's known as the all-new Big Apple Circus, premiering in October in the Big Apple. How about your comments?
Yeah, very excited. You know, the Big Apple Circus is, in our industry, a very legendary circus. It's a fantastic one-ring circus that has really set the bar for so many other circuses in America. It has new owners, and as you mentioned, was announced on the Today Show that their featured attraction will be Nick Walenda, who has bona fide is probably being one of the most well-recognized circus names, definitely from an iconic circus family. And, you know, when you walk over Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon in Chicago.
Live on TV.
Live on TV. you definitely have brand recognition. So for the Big Apple Circus to be back and to have Nick as their featured star and have that announcement, that's all positive, dynamic momentum for this great industry of the circus. So we wish Nick well. We wish the Big Apple Circus well. My golly, we have such a long association with that great institution for so many years. We went out and were part of representing them in the Macy's Day Parade every year by bringing one of our amazing wagons to roll down the streets. I mean, there was nothing better than coming down Broadway and hearing people on the side of the street chanting Baraboo in the middle of New York City. So, you know, just an amazing experience. So we're thrilled to see this momentum for the circus industry.
And just to background our listeners a little bit, the Big Apple Circus had announced mid-July last year that they were discontinuing operations. Their 39th season would not take place. And in November, they had to file bankruptcy, financial problems. And, of course, this announcement brings about the reopening, if you would, of the all-new Big Apple Circus. So exciting. It comes back.
That's right. You can't hold us down.
Okay, good enough. We're going to pause for just a moment here to hear from the Baraboo National Bank. When we come back, we have two special guests with us today. Music director Larry Stout from Circus World. Amber Giddings, who is a food services director, will be with us as well. We're going to talk to them about what they do in this preseason and lead up to the opening of the official summer season this coming May. All of that after this.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Larry Stout, music director at Circus World, joins us on this portion of Under the Big Top at Circus World. Larry, welcome. We've not had the opportunity to have you in our studio before. This is great.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
We understand from Dave and Scott that in this off season, in addition to getting ready for the upcoming summer season, you travel with other shows and do your music thing. And we understand you've been doing that this winter.
Yes, I have. I've been all over the place. In fact, when I get done today, I'm going to be packing up and heading off to Canton, Ohio for the weekend.
Now, just exactly what do you do on these shows in the off season?
Well, there are circuses. They're open. I do all the music for that. I do the soundtrack for them, and then I perform along with it.
Well, we're going to get into that in just a little bit here locally and talk about the shows here. What do you do during the off season as far as preparing for things at Circus World when they open in May?
Here in town, we start, November, getting the acts lined up. I contact them, Dave contacts them, we find out what type of music they would like. This year is special because we're doing an all 70s theme, so we both have just lists of tunes that would work so good. It's been so hard to narrow it down, and we're fine-tuning songs that would work for each act and bring the most out in each act.
Now, tell us about that, because it's got to be kind of an interesting planning situation, if you would. You said that you and Dave have all of these numbers from the 70s. You now know who's on the payroll for the upcoming season and what their act is like, but you don't have the opportunity to have them here live with you where you can practice in this off season. So how do you put it all together? How do you think this through?
Oh, well, that's the amazing part of YouTube. You can see the acts.
Okay.
You don't have to just talk to them on the phone anymore. We see them, we see the timing.
Now, I can understand as far as performance what you're talking about here, but let's talk about music in the circus and its importance. How do you view that?
Music is the soundtrack. Just as in a movie, it will let you know, is it scary? Is it funny? If you went to a circus with just silence, you would see the act, but you wouldn't know what the mood of it was to be.
Let's go back in the years. Let's go back in the history of the circus and music. It's really been with the circus from day one, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when the Ringling started, I believe all the boys played instruments in their little show. They would take turns.
Now, let's take a look at circuses generally speaking. Obviously, there are large, medium, and small circuses across the country, across the world. But musically speaking, what kind of groups do they have? In other words, numbers of people that might be on a circus venue. Does it range all over the place, or are you always working for certain instrumentation? How does it all come together?
That has changed. In the beginning, they were large brass bands. You may have 20, 30 people in the band. As time and technology came along, the numbers have gone down. The type of instrumentation, nowadays it's a much more electronic sound. A band today would have electric violin, electric bass, electric drums, a few keyboards, very light on brass, which was popular prior to that.
Now, I have to believe, too, that a music director coordinates very, very closely with the ringmaster on any show.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the ringmaster sets the pace for the show. We work together months out of the year just to fine-tune it so that everything just works perfect.
Well, let's delve back in some more history here. How many years have you been involved in circus music?
Oh, geez. Between 35 and 40 years.
Okay.
I filled in for 6 weeks. Just to help out a friend. They needed a keyboard on a show. And I thought, well, 6 weeks, I could do this. I'd never even been to a circus. And it led to another opportunity and another. And before I'd known it, I would guess 38 years now.
All right, very good. So a few more years than David.
Yeah, not too many more. But sorry, Dave.
That's okay, Larry.
As we've noted before on this show, David will be stepping into the ring for his 33rd season as ringmaster at Circus World. So, yeah, you guys are pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you that. You know, Larry, I can't help but ask you. We think of circus music. I think of all the DVDs I have and that I use here at the radio station with popular circus music. It's always instrumental. What about the singing voice? Has that ever played any kind of a role in circus?
Singing ringmaster, of course, is very popular. As far as in the band, no, not too often is there vocals, no.
And how many singing ringmasters do you happen to know?
Oh, probably 7 or 8.
It's got to be a pretty elite group, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you like the best about what you do? You travel around in this off season, you help plan for the coming season, then you execute the show during the season. What do you like best about what you've done over the past 38 years?
Prior to Circus World, I would say I liked the traveling the most. And once I started working here, I'm like, oh, this is nice. Sit in one place for 3 months. And at that point, you can concentrate on just doing a good performance every day. You're not straining just trying to get to the town and setting up and tearing down and driving. Once you're set here, you can just work on the performance.
Okay, then I'm going to ask you one more time, because we already know from this show that we're going to have a new and larger Big Top tent at Circus World this year, a much bigger show. You've disclosed today that it's going to have a theme of 70s circus. Tell us why this is going to be a monumental production this year.
Oh, just the size of the tent and the quality of it. The sound system will be incredible. Of course, the 70s music, that was a great decade in music. You were coming off of the 60s with more of the protest-type music and angry feelings. The 70s music should make everyone happy. We've had a crazy year or so here, and we're hoping everyone will just come and have a good time.
Larry, thanks for joining us. Larry yep. Stout, music director at Circus World. When we come back in just a moment, Amber Giddings, food services director, will be here. We'll ask her, how do you make cotton candy? Stay tuned for that answer in a moment.
In 1888, the Ringling Circus was on the road in what was a tough rainy season. The circus needed financial help to keep going. The Baraboo National Bank wired money and the show went on. In 1907, the Ringlings returned the favor during a run on the bank. Otto Ringling walked through the bank doors carrying several sacks full of cash, made a large deposit, and calmed the fears of others. Banking better together. The Ringlings knew what it was. You can too. Visit any Baraboo National Bank branch or baraboonational.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Amber Giddings, food services director at Circus World, joins us on this portion of the program. Amber, welcome. Food services director. Food at a circus is always important. We think of cotton candy, we think of hot dogs and all those kinds of things. What other kind of things are on the menu at Circus World this coming season?
Well, I definitely think the first thing you see when you come into Circus World and come across the bridge is a great big green ice cream wagon.
Oh.
And that's the first thing as you come across that you know at some point you're going to have to get some ice cream.
Okay. Anything else on the menu that people can partake in?
Well, we have pizza, we have burgers, we have french fries, we have bacon-wrapped tater tots, and then we also have a great big burger called the Ringmaster, which is a bacon cheeseburger with two chicken tenders on top of it.
And a lot of bologna.
And a lot of bologna, Dave said. Well, you know, when you said you called it the Ringmaster sandwich, first thing I thought of was this must be the one Dave eats for a power meal every day about noon.
Well, about 12:15.
I know he's on a schedule. Okay. Well, Amber, what are some of the trends that you saw, for example, last year on the grounds at Circus World as far as food and what people wanted?
I think where I luck out is when people come to the circus, they want circus food. Okay. They want to have cotton candy, and they want to share it with their children, their grandchildren, whoever they brought with. And that's I have a great job there where it's a cotton candy and it's ice cream and it's sharing and it's creating this experience. We have these benches in front of where the grill house is, and many times throughout the day, whatever treat, whatever special thing that the parents, grandparents bought, they just sit on those benches and they share with the kids they brought. And they're just looking out to the right at the big circus tent, and to the left this past year they were looking at all the Ringling barns across the river, and they're looking at the tigers, and they just sit and they have an experience with the people they brought with them.
I think that is so true with so many things we associate food with. And like you're saying, a lot of grandparents, for example, make that association with their grandchildren. We said at the outset we'd learn how to make cotton candy. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. been around a long time. It's really a staple of the Circus World presentation every summer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I have to say, this will be my third summer. And right before the beginning of my first summer, Heavy had come up to me and he said, "Amber, this is what I want you to work on. I remember many years ago in the morning coming into work and I could smell the cotton candy and the popcorn being made." So I take that very seriously. We make the cotton candy every morning. The cotton candy is made on the museum side, and we try to at least leave one door open, if not the two windows in that building, so that when you are walking up in the morning, before you even get into the museum to get your admission tickets, you get that smell of the cotton candy.
Now, I'm going to ask some questions about that. Cotton
sure.
candy, it really only comes in one flavor, but several different colors, correct?
Oh, contraire, mon frere.
Whoa.
Yep, you're wrong. Wrong in a good way, though. I will say that there are two weekends a year I try to bring in all the colors of the rainbow. So there is cherry. There is actually a bacon flavor. The bacon flavor kind of scares me a little. Seems wrong. But there's a blue raspberry. There's vanilla. There is cherry. There is grape. My staff always likes the green one, which is a sour apple. So you can get all the colors and just a little bit of variation in the flavor.
Oh, okay. But there's no bologna like Dave.
We've seen that plenty of that.
Okay. Well, Amber, you may have already answered this question when you related the story about the observances you've made of people on the ground sharing food and experiences with each other. Anything in addition to that you would like to add that really makes your job at Circus World a pleasure?
Well, I have the job that when the little kid gets the treat, they smile.
Oh!
I have the best job there because... at Circus, whoever brings you is probably going to say yes to you, whether it's an ice cream treat or cotton candy or something before the Big Top show. And their eyes light up and they have a great big smile. And it's just part of the experience, whether it's after the Big Top show or going in before the Big Top show. You know, we do slushies down there also. We have all the different colors of the rainbow. And when the little kid says, "Can I have two flavors?" Well, of course you can. You tell me what you want. I can put a heart on it, and I can put your initial on it. I can make it special for you right in front of you.
Okay, very good. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Okay, Amber Giddings, Food Services Director at Circus World. We thank you for joining us here on this show today. It's been fun to have all these many guests. We're here each and every Thursday and Friday morning with the show, right up until the Big Top Circus in late July, and we'll be talking more about that on the show next week. Until that time, thank you for joining us here under the Big Top at Circus World.
That's Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Visit them today and see why banking better together will help you realize all your family's financial dreams. Thanks for listening, and may all your days be circus days.